We're going to switch gears now and talk about a really neat program that is being made possible by the St. Vincent de Paul Society of Dallas, their website, svdpdallas.org. You might remember they do so much. They've got the thrift stores, two of them in the Metroplex, and they help people who are in difficult situations. They've got a pharmacy, as their CEO, Mike Pasolini, told us about recently in an interview. And I was contacted by their communications leader, April Johannigman, recently, and said, hey, how about we do an interview about the mini loan program that's going on through St. Vincent de Paul? She said that they're anticipating the needs for financial assistance to dramatically increase this year as people are struggling to pay for home repairs, water damage, utility bills, of course, from Snowmageddon a couple weeks ago. And they're offering emergency loans for things like home repair as well as COVID relief loans as well. And she got me in touch with two of the leaders of the program. Julie Maxson is the Mini Loan Program Coordinator, and Luis Bland is the Mini Loan Program Leader. And thankfully, they both are joining us for this segment of the interview. Julie and Luis, thanks for being on with me. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, let me see. I don't know who to start with first, so I'll go. Julie, tell us about, is this a new program? Obviously, it's very situational because you're looking at the things that happened from all the damage at houses and everything from a couple of weeks ago. Is this something brand new, or have you done this before?
We have done the emergency loans before, but we just really wanted to call attention to the availability of this loan with the recent Snowmageddon, as you referred to it, so that we can help those people out there that might be struggling at this time, coping with water damage, with the power outage and all of that.
And did it come about, were you just getting all kinds of calls and you think, okay, we got to do something, or was this something that you anticipated and perhaps, of course, there's been situations like this before in the history of this Metroplex, but I guess you kind of had to put this all together pretty quickly to meet the needs of so many people, right?
Yeah, if I could just jump in here right now. Dave, we started this program back in 2015, and it was initially started as a result of home visits. As we conducted home visits, we discovered that people, looking for assistance with rent and utilities and food, oftentimes had a higher need there looking in the background. They were trapped in a cycle of debt by a high-interest predatory loan. So we converted those high-interest predatory loans into low-interest loans over 12 months. That's what initially started the program. So back in 2015, we were a conversion program, alone. But then in 2017, we introduced the emergency program, the emergency loan program, as a way of preventing people from having to go into the predatory lender in the first place. So we start offering them in 2017.
Yeah, and Luis, some people may be hearing about this for the first time and thinking, wow, this is something I'd definitely like to take advantage of. How would one know if they qualify or not, or what do you have to kind of prove in order to get the loan? And can you give us some of the details of it?
Sure. We look upon this loan program as a second chance at banking for people. So we're not really concerned about, the financial mistakes they may have made in the past. We don't do credit score. We partner with our four participating banks. They just need to have an income of some kind. They need to have a bank account and with a direct deposit of that income and agree to an automatic draw of this low loan payment over 12 months. Our financial coaches and our volunteer loan coordinators at our 38 conferences, they assist every individual with processing, with going through the steps to process the loan. They go through a budget with them and give them some financial advice and get the loan closed and then start them on a road to a better financial future. We also offer a savings incentive to the individual at the end of the loan when they pay their loan off successfully.
Very nice. And Julie, it's called a mini loan program. Does that refer to like maybe a cap of how much money they can borrow, or what is the mini part of it?
Well, the mini part of it is that we only do a loan for 12 months. Most of the time when they get caught in those predatory loans, they're in a bad cycle in which they just keep renewing those loans over a year of time, and they're paying so much interest on those predatory loans that they can never get out of it. Our thought process is if they have a very small interest over a short period of time, they can get out from under that debt, and then we hope to help educate them through our financial coaching program to help them not ever have to go back to using those predatory loans. We want to set them up so they have an emergency account to perhaps rely on that when an emergency comes up, such as what just recently happened.
Yeah, and Luis, does somebody have to be in a particular geographical area? Do they have to be in the Dallas Diocese geographically? Or tell us about that. Who can qualify for this?
Yeah, we assist all neighbors and friends in the 9-county area, which encompasses the Diocese of Dallas. So, anybody who lives in that geographical area can apply.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there also has been some government assistance, I think even at the federal and perhaps state level as well. Does that, obviously this is different from that, but how does one know maybe they've applied for assistance from the government and then this can complement that, or how would that work out? Either one of you want to mention that?
It can complement that for sure. We don't, just because they may have received assistance from the government doesn't mean that they can't receive the assistance from us. Once they show the ability to repay that small monthly loan payment, Dave, we're good with that. And we walk them through that process, and build that second chance at banking relationship between ourselves and the individual and the bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just a reminder, this is the Good News Show, and we are talking about the St. Vincent de Paul of Dallas Mini Loan Program. My two guests are Luis Bland, who's the Mini Loan Program leader, and also Julie Maxson joining us, Mini Loan Program coordinator as well. Luis, you referred to I think you said 38 conferences, the conferences across mm-hmm. How is that from a... I guess a logistics standpoint, if somebody is interested, should they go first to their conference at their parish or go straight to you all, kind of the headquarters? How should they first contact you?
Yeah, we have a referral process from each of our conferences. Each conference has a volunteer coordinator, and as people in need come into that conference and show an interest in the program, they refer those individuals to us. But they also can contact us directly, and we have a number that they can call. If you want me to give it to you, I would be glad to do that.
Yes,
and
please
that will
do.
Put them directly in contact with Julie and I.
Okay, yeah, please give that phone number.
That number is 214-520-0650, extension 124. And just say that you're interested in learning a little more about the mini loan program.
All right, 214-520-0650, extension 124. And Julie, now the snowmageddon is relatively new. That was just within the last week mm-hmm. or two. But of course, COVID is not new, and we've been dealing with this for over a year now. Can you give our listeners a sense of how, just from your own experience and the folks that you guys have been helping, how devastating has COVID been to people's pocketbooks and overall financial well-being?
Well, I think the thing that COVID has really impacted is people may have jobs and they may have sick time and everything, but if one person in the family gets COVID and they use their sick time for that, and then another person, say a child gets sick and they have to be out for that, they may not have any more sick or vacation time, so thereby they're going to lose their income. And that's where we can come in and help. If you've got a good paying job, but you just were out of work for a couple of weeks or a month or so because it went through your family, then we can help you bridge that gap with the COVID loan so that you can get caught up on your bills, rent, utilities, whatever it is that you might be behind on. We can help you bridge that gap and move forward and not be struggling so hard.
Yes, website svdpdallas.org, svdpdallas.org, and you also can call if you're interested in learning more about this mini loan program, 214-520-0650, extension 124. Luis, you had mentioned that this started back in 2015, so you're in your sixth year now. Do you see an expiration date on this, or do you think that the opportunity for mini loans for whatever purpose will be going on for years to come?
Oh yeah, no, we definitely don't see an expiration on this, and we really, really want to grow our program and reach more people. We have granted 329 loans to date, and we have an 83% successful repayment rate, so we are really, really happy with that. And we have prevented a little under $1.8 million, we have prevented our neighbors in need from spending that money on high interest loans to predatory lenders. So we're making a great impact, and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned several times about this predatory lending, and I just find it so despicable in a sense, because it's really capitalizing on people when they are in very bad circumstances anyways, and then you're putting a problem upon a problem. And can you, Luis, just speak about that industry? And I know there have been people that have tried to actually crack down on it. Maybe a warning about that industry for people who might, you know, be vulnerable.
Sure. And people say, oh yes, these loans are really bad, but a lot of people don't understand just how bad they are. I mean, sometimes the interest rate can get up to 800 or 900%. You borrow $1,000, the loan is a 30-day term, and at the end of that 30 days, you owe $1,400. Well, if you couldn't come up with $1,000 30 days earlier, you know, you're more than likely not going to be able to come up with $1,400, you know, just a month down the road. So 80% of these short-term borrowers roll over their loans 4 or 5 times.
Mm.
So that's like a refinance every month. So they may make a $300 payment on $1,000 every month, but they don't pay a dime off the principal.
Yeah.
And that could go on for years. We have actually helped people who have been paying on title loans for 2 and 3 years, and they've paid $11,000 and $12,000 on a $2,500 loan. It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I guess education is a big part of that as well, because anybody who knows what you just said and realizes the financial ramifications of that would never get into such a loan. Is there any kind of program of educating people, vulnerable people, about the truth of predatory loans?
Well, that's why we have the financial coaching aspect of things, is to help people understand how they're falling into that trap, and not being prepared for an emergency can be one of the biggest things. If you don't have $1,000 saved in a savings account for an emergency, then you're living paycheck to paycheck, you go to the predatory loan, then you're stuck in that predatory loan. You've actually made your situation worse rather than better. And so with financial coaching, we want to help them develop better patterns so they don't have to rely on payday loans or title loans to get them out of the situation.
Yeah.
And Dave, if I could say that we also have what we call a warning brochure that we give out to the people that we assist, kind of warning them of the predatory tendencies of these short-term borrowing facilities. To give them some stats on exactly what happens when you take out a loan of that type, to help them, you know, stay away from them. But as you said earlier, you know, desperate people do desperate things. They're in crisis, and when they've nowhere else to go, this is just easy money, unfortunately.
Yeah, certainly. Julie and Luis, thanks so much. We're down to our last couple of minutes. Julie, I'm going to ask you if you could just kind of give a real quick, maybe 1 minute summary of exactly what the mini loan program is. And then Luis, I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add to our listeners to encourage them to call that number or go online and get started? Julie, can you just kind of give people the nuts and bolts of exactly what the mini program is if they're just tuning in?
We have a program that helps them convert those payday loans or title loans into a short-term loan. We also offer emergency loans for things like medical bills, major home repairs, auto repairs, and then we have the COVID relief loan, which addresses those whose income has been impacted by the pandemic.
Very good. Well, great summary. Julie Maxson is the mini loan program coordinator with St. Vincent de Paul Society of Dallas, and Luis Bland is mini loan program leader. Luis, what else in the closing minute would you like our listeners to know?
Well, you know, I would just like to say that, you know, this is a stat that a lot of people may not be aware of, that there are more payday and title lenders in the USA than there are Starbucks and McDonald's combined.
Mm.
So we know there are many, many people out there suffering from the predatory nature of these loans. So I just urge you, we take these applications with no judgment. Often people are embarrassed because they may have two or three of these loans. Well, we don't want you to be embarrassed. We're just here to help you. So if you would just call our number, we'll gladly walk down that road with you and try to get you out of that awful loan.
Yes.
We're here to help.
And Louise, I got to ask, what is that accent? Where are you from?
It's an Irish accent.
Oh, I'm married to an Irish woman. I'm really bad with accents, but I was like, that sounds Irish, but I wasn't sure.
Well, I've been here for 30 years, so I think I've lost a little bit of it.
Yeah, you haven't lost it all. My wife sounds like she's from Texas. Now, you know, she was born in Belfast, but she's lost most of it. But I thought
very
I was
cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a small world.
Yeah, sure is. Hey, thanks to you both, and also thanks to April Johannigman, I think I got her name right, communications leader, for suggesting this. And, of course, Mike Pasolini, the CEO there, doing great work with St. Vincent de Paul. Visit their website, svdpdallas.org, or you can call them directly about this mini loan program, 214-520-0650, extension 124. Julie and Luis, thank you for your time. Great speaking with you.
Thank you
so much, Dave. Thanks for having us. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Love that Irish brogue. Isn't that nice?